Hello, this is Sarah. I'm one of the floor supervisors here. If you just give me 1 second, I'll pull your account up so I can give you better assistance.
Okay.
Okay, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
William Bridges.
All right, Mr. Bridges, and verify that address for security purposes on your behalf.
I really hate giving out more information because I'm not aware of any of this stuff.
Yes, sir, I understand. I'm the floor supervisor, sir, in the fire department. I have to verify the information that was already sent over just to make sure the correct account was sent over.
Can you do like the other guy and go off my phone number?
I cannot. I have the phone number on the account, though, but I'm letting you know that the address has to be verified for me to even do a fraud claim for you. It starts with the number 1, and it looks like you're located in Vidor, Texas. We don't jot down any of your information. The information's already on the account.
Yes, that what you said is correct.
Okay, you have to verify that for me, sir, or I won't be able to assist you today.
I just did. I mean, somebody used my card or whatever, and now you wanted me to give you more information. How do I know that this is a legit?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I understand that, sir. We're not giving you any more. We're not jotting. We're not taking the information down. It's already here in front of us, sir. That's why I'm trying to let you know that for me to even proceed.
Okay, tell me the information you got, and I'll tell you if it's correct.
No, sir. It has to be verified by you since we already have it here in front of us. I would be more than happy to assist you today. We do need this information to be verified so that I can further assist you.
140 Vernon Street.
Thank you so much. So I do see here where it looks like there was a chance to enter into win for a toolbox for $7.95 back on October the 12th. Did you ever enter into win that?
No, ma'am. I know nothing about this.
Okay. No problem. All right. So I just explained the charges to you for the $56.95, and then I can take you through the fraud procedure. So whoever would have ordered it for $7.95 with your card on October the 12th, they signed up for a 5-day free trial offer, basically. So for them to be able to enter into win for the sweepstakes for the toolbox, you do have to enroll into the discount membership store, which basically would bill you $56.95, where you receive a $125 voucher monthly. It is already canceled here. So basically the $56.95, it shows it was billed twice, so there was $125 sent twice. Can you verify your email for me?
Delana0376@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you for that. So that shows that's where the voucher was sent. You haven't received anything?
I don't remember seeing anything. And I went to the bank Monday and put in a dispute on this, and they canceled my card and gave me a new card.
Okay, so you've already disputed the charges with your bank?
Yes.
Okay.
And
so Mr.
They're supposed to be trying to contact y'all, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Usually when you do a dispute with your bank, they will go ahead and refund you back for your money. And then they're going to give us a call. And basically when they provide us with a phone call, they're going to ask us for all the information that was manually put on the account. They're going to ask us for the email, the phone number, the last four of the card. And then they're going to ask us for your address and your name. So it looks like it all matches back to you. Do you know of anybody else in your household that could have possibly did it for $7.95?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. They'll get the IP address as well, which is like the computer or the mobile device that it was originally ordered from. So we can definitely track down to see exactly who would have did the sweepstakes for the $7.95. But since you've already disputed the charges with your bank, we can't proceed with a fraud claim. We can't do a fraud claim on disputed charges. You can call back with the bank on the line and have the bank verify the dispute could be dropped, and we can help you out with a refund. But other than that, we can't go forward with a fraud claim once there's a dispute on them. I will confirm the cancellation with you if you would like to write down that cancellation number.
Please.
All right. The number is going to be C as in Charlie. 2626.
Okay.
83644.
Okay.
All right. And then confirm the last four of your card, please.
No, ma'am. The bank.
Oh, we were just making sure. Okay, you're right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.